The following recording, Italy 7, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Comma Get Secure is copyright Douglas N. Onoroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Well, here's a story for you. Sara was a nurse who had been working in the newest area of the territory. She was very happy to start another new job. This time, in North Square, near the Duke Street Tower. On the first morning, she washed her face, put on a plain white dress and a fleece jacket, picked up a kit, and headed for work. When she got there, there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sara a letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of a foot and mouth disease, which was surprising because normally you would only expect to see it in a goat. Sara was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the birds. The goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling, "Gum, gum," which Sara thought was an odd choice for a name. Gum was strong and huge, so it took some force to trap her, but Sara managed by gentle stroking the goose low back with a palm and singing to her. Her efforts were futile. Very soon, Gamma began to tire, and Sara gave her a relaxed bath, washed her, and laid on the clothes for diagnosis. Almost immediately, Sara remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. That treatment was very expensive, but Miss Addison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure. Well, I born in Sicily, and in my hometown is called Porto Empedocle. And the big city of the province is Agrigento. It's a historical city occupied by Roman, Greek. My hometown is a fish town, and we all my parents, my grandparents from the same town. And my father was engineer in the Merchant Marine, and my mother, you know, was helping the school, and so we got a good education. And when I was in high school, so we have three choices, and it was the first language is Latin, the second language French, and then English, and we have to learn the grammar in all of the French and English. Latin, we just learned in the school and in the church. I finished my equal of a second year college education in this country. I went to the state school in Agrigento. And because the family we come from, my parents do not like us to work in the street and play with the other kids. So she don't like the idea to learn bad words and fight with the kids. So, and we, every one of my family, they learn a trade. And then I went to the Navy, and I was 19 years old, and I traveled all over the world, especially North Europe, and I was a sergeant in the Navy, and I had a great time. And had I say I would learn English in the school, and it was just the grammar. But when we are in the Navy, we have 1 hour every week, and the officer was to teach us to speak English, because most of the time in the Navy, we travel and we go to English-speaking country. So, and when I came in this country in 1963, we was legitimate with a visa from the United States. So, and we came in this country, the first thing we did, everyone in my family went to school at night. During the day, we went to work, and at night we went to school to learn English. Now, everybody was making fun of me when I was speaking English, because I learned the real English from Italy with the grammar and everything. But then embarrassed me some American people, or they embarrassed me, they say, "Oh, you talk with the accent. Oh, this is no English. This is, you got to talk like I talk." Well, that was the Brooklyn accent. So, and then I was feeling embarrassed, and I stopped to speak English. Because most of the American people I was dealing with, and they was making fun of foreign. But it was the foreign people, we are the people who go to work, and we want to make a life. Myself, all of my family, we did a lot of things to improve ourselves. We never, since 1963 up to today, we are six children, no one ever collect an employment check. We have a job since the day one. We feel embarrassed. We go in line to go collect any money from anybody. And I want to give this country what the country gave it to me. And I want to give it something back. And I believe I have obligation. So I believe anyone who lives in America, they should give something back and don't take it for granted. Because this is the country of the opportunity. Thank you very much to let me talk. And God bless you.